ಭಕ್ತರೂಪ ಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭುಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಬುದ್ಧಾಖ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ. ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಪಂಚತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಭಕ್ತರೂಪ ಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭುಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭುಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ. ದಿ ಫೈವ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಒಬೈಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಟು ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್. ಪಂಚತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ, ಆಲ್ ಪಂಚತತ್ವ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಪಂಚತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಭಕ್ತರೂಪ ಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಡಿವೋಡಿ. ಭಕ್ತರೂಪ ಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಡಿ. ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಡಿ. ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್. ಯು ನೋ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಬೈಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಟು ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೀಚರ್ಸ್. ಆಸ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಡಿ ಭಕ್ತರೂಪ ಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ, ಆಸ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಡಿ then devotional incarnation bhaktavataram and then devotional manifestation bhaktakyam and namami bhakta shaktikam pure devotee and devotional energy. These are the different five features of the Lord and the main feature is bhakta roopa swarupakam panchatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatvatv His Swarup, his Bhakta Rup. Swarup means his own form. He has a form. But in this incarnation, he has Bhakta Rup. He has come as a devotee in front of us. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was on this planet, if somebody told that you are Krishna and you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you immediately leave the place and go away. Or you will be upset. Because he didn't want to call himself as a Krishna himself. Because he wanted to show the people the way to glorify himself. Krishna came as a Krishna before 5,000 years and he performed so many activities, but he forgot to guide the people. Jai. He really forgot to guide the people, then how they should worship him. He was very magnanimous personality from the beginning. Otherwise, at the age of 7, how can Krishna, tiny Krishna, can carry biggest golden hill on his last finger? He couldn't do. Ordinary giant cannot carry even a stone. What to talk of a hill? And he did it. And that was for 7 days. You know, this is uncommon activity. This way, in that incarnation, in that coming himself as a Supreme Person, he performed so many uncommon activities. But he completely ignored to guide the people how to worship him. They were loving. He was all attractive. And people were attracted, particularly gopis were very nicely attracted to him. And that gopi bhava again wanted to experience. And at the same time, again, he wanted to guide the living entities. And that's why, very mercifully, he incarnated again as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because he is not the open incarnation, he is known as a hidden incarnation. He never claimed that he is Krishna, and even that he is Krishna. There are so many activities which prove that he is Krishna. It's very difficult to believe, because as a common man, he was amongst us. He was talking, he was sitting with us, he was doing everything like us. So it goes very difficult for our mind, because our mind is always speculative. And because of these speculations, mental speculations, it goes very hard. It is against our speculation to believe that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incarnation himself. The facts cannot be denied, but you have to remember, the facts are facts. And the fact is, he is a very sincere devotee. He was so very engrossed in chanting Maha Mantra, in glorifying Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. These, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasanashanam, Nataro Parato Bhaya, Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. It's very nicely written in Kali Santaran Upanishad. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam, Iti means these. Shodashakam means 16. Nam Nam means name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. Kali, Kali Yuga. Kalmasha means all inebrities of Kali Yuga. Nashanam, completely destroyed. Just by chanting these 16 words. This is guaranteed. This is guaranteed. Don't be in a sleep. You please wake up to this and don't disbelieve the instructions of the scriptures. We have a very nasty attitude that we disbelieve the saints and sages. We disbelieve the gurus and we disbelieve our own self. We don't think about these things. And because the illusory energy is very powerful, it offers you a television set, it offers you a VCR, it offers you all kinds of different films. This is the main reason why we are forgetting these activities. It offers you nice hair. Yeah? It offers you a sofa set. Even in the temple room, we are not austere. We should be ashamed of these things. I saw today that devotees completely disappeared from the temple room. They didn't go outside. If they would have gone outside for chanting, I would have been pleased. But they didn't go outside. I went upstairs and he's sitting on the sofa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. He doesn't want to sit on the floor. Because in his home, he's used to sit on the sofa set. So here also the legs were round and the whole body was like a bhugna prushta, you know, completely round, you know. And this is a very degrading position. Very degrading position. Because we don't know the importance and the potency of this Maha Mantra, we don't think that Lord is with us. If Lord comes, you cannot stretch your legs and, come. We don't do that. We don't do that. Even the Lord's representatives come to your place and you wash their feet. Why? Because you think that the Lord has come. This is our tradition. We were in Navadvip Mayapur and we visited one very, very poor family. Very poor family. And they met us when we were taking bath in the Ganges, you know. And so they requested, they were really scared, you know, because we were all in sannyasi clothes and dandas and everything. So they said, would you please come to our house? So I thought it's better to go because we are already there, you know. So we saw that they are very poor, you know. They didn't have sufficient clothes, you know. And then they took us to their hut, you know. It was not a house. It's a very humble hut. But every member of the family brought the water pot and washed our feet. Now this is Shraddha, you know. They didn't know us. They didn't know whether we are sannyasis or not, or what type of sannyasis we are, or what is we are, or what is our life. They didn't know. But only the saffron clothes are respected. It's very nicely said in our tradition that Lord, don't look to the person. Maybe he has put on this saffron clothes for the show. But even then, who is there to put on these clothes for show? They cannot do. Ordinary men cannot even put on dhoti. What to talk of saffron clothes? Just to put on saffron clothes itself is the best activity. And if you hear me, those who are in Vanaprastha going slowly, please try to have one pair of saffron clothes. And try to put on. And this activity will help you to increase your devotion towards the Lord and to decrease your material fever. And that is what is needed. We are not decreasing our material fever. And that was this job of this incarnation. He came and he peeled our ears. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu peeled our ears
And he woke us up. You foolish, what are you doing? Why are you sleeping? You just wake up and take some Harinam. It was that incarnation. We wanted our ears to be peeled before you get up. You know, mother tries to punish the child because the child sleeps, doesn't wake up. Then mother is upset, you know, peels the ear, you know. The child immediately wakes up. And this was, we were also like that. He had to peel our ears, you know. Then why, what are you doing? The school time is now. You have to go to school. And then we woke up and we tried to see, oh, what is Mahaprabhu telling? You know? And then, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Some or the other, half hearted, we came to the temple, and because Prabhupada says, everybody says, we started chanting. This is not the way. We have to definitely understand what is this Mahamantra. And it is the perfection of our life to take these instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. There are so many instructions. But this is the main instruction, that this Mahamantra, it should be our life and soul. What had Prabhupada tell me with him? When he left Vrindavan and went to America, he had a pair of kartals, Mahamantra, and one or two, three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam in a whole, very old trunk. You know, he didn't have any good trunk. Somehow or the other, he took some books with him and went. He had only Mahamantra with him. And he sat in the park and he chanted Mahamantra. That was the only thing. He was chanting and he was instructing others to chant. This is the potency of Mahamantra. And see now. Now see the effect of Mahamantra. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that this can be the effect of Mahamantra? Can you? By Mahamantra, could you build the palace-like building? And if somebody tells that by chanting Mahamantra, you can build the palaces, would you believe? We won't believe. But it is in front of us. And innumerable palaces, innumerable farm communities, innumerable devotees, wherever we go, we get nice Mangalarti sweets, Rasgullas, and oh God, where are they coming from? Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. You think of Srila Prabhupada's life. Suppose he is from Bengal, you know, and from Mayapur, he wanted to help the rickshawalas of Mayapur, you know. Maybe he might have thought that I will try to help my rickshawalas because they are from my town and I love them, you know. So what could he have done? Maybe he might have formed Rickshawalas Association or something, you know, and president of Acharan Aravind. And maybe put on suits and tie and attendance of meetings of rickshawalas, you know, made big speeches, I want to help you and I will take you to the bank and you can get the loan, you can buy a new rickshaw. Then maybe he might have been able to do something for the rickshawalas. He might have given him new rickshaws, he might have given him some new clothes or some arrangement he might have taken, done. But more than that, he could not have done. Instead of this rickshaw association, what he did, that he chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, and continuously chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And in order to fix himself in chanting this Mahamantra, he read Srimad Bhagavatam, he read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he went through all the scriptures, he went to his guru and found out what is it about. He tried to follow his own instruction, his guru's instruction, and eventually he left India and came to America with Mahamantra. He did not have anything else. Hardly he had 40 rupees with him when we went to America, which is not even a half day's expense in America. He did not have anything, did not know much about America, had only one contact and went and stayed there and again chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. And now see the effect of chanting. Thousands of devotees, every day, they are coming to Mayapur. And they are all using the rickshaws. They are paying money to them. Rickshawalas are dancing before our center. Because as soon as they see white body, price goes double. And this is how much they are helped, you know. They go to Navadvip station. Then from Navadvip station, they go to Ganga Ghat. From Ganga Ghat, they go in that small boat and then cross Ganga and then go on the other side and then again they hire rickshaw and go to our center. Again they go to see some places, again they hire rickshaw. How much rickshaw wallahs are there? And not only in Mayapur or Navadvip, in Vrindavan rickshaw wallahs are there. In Haridwar they are there. In Rishikesh they are there. In Madras they are there. In Tirupati they are held. All over India, these rickshawalas are held. Thousands of people are visiting India. And these rickshawalas are very happy. Not only rickshawalas, but the cloth merchants. Our duty is go and buy clothes. They are also very happy. Not only cloth merchants, jewelers. They go and buy the jewelry. Nice silver pots and this and that, which Indian people may not afford. But these white devotees, they were very nice. Puja paraphernalia. And they all buy from Vrindavan, they all buy from Mathura, they all buy from Mayapur, they all buy from Madras. Wherever they go, they buy. Because these people have a disease to buy. They earn money and they buy there. So Prabhupada said, yes, you buy, but you buy for Krishna. Just he gave Krishna to them and they are very happy. They buy the clothes for Krishna, they buy the paraphernalia for Krishna, they buy silver pots for Krishna, they buy golden jewelry for Krishna. And the whole thing is going on very... Was Prabhupada able to help these cloth merchants, jewelers, or rickshawalas, or what not? Even the government, British government, no, I'm sorry, the Indian government is getting exchanged because of Prabhupada. We people are coming from England. We have to pay nearly $35 to get the visa each. And thousands of devotees are traveling. That Indian embassy is dancing. In London. Millions of pounds they are getting every year because of Prabhupada. Could he have done these things? But he could do because he took the route. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And if we can catch this route, we will also be able to do these things. But the thing is, we are rascals. Pure and simple. Because we show that we have a faith, but we don't have, in the heart of the heart, we don't have faith. And because we lack faith, everything is completely becomes null and void. We have to have unflinching faith. And how to create unflinching faith? Pramanahi tat sadacharahi tat abhyasahi nirantaram bodhayan atmanatmanam bhaktim api uttamam labet. In Brahma Sanhita, Brahma himself guides you. You son, we are all sons of Brahma. And he says, you foolish people, you follow my instruction. And he says, pramanahi, first thing, sadacharahi, second thing, tadabhyasahi, nirantam, third thing. Pramanahi means you must have scriptural evidence in order to convince your own mind. Our mind is the most abominable thing we are carrying. It will always drag you away from the spiritual activity. And it will give you a very favorable arguments to you. Don't go, don't follow the mind. Be the controller of the mind. And how you can control? Scriptural evidence. Pramanahi. You must have scriptural evidence. Otherwise, some, not here also, in other temples also, the devotees after staying 10 years in the temple, they just freak out. Because we are bodily, we are in the temple, but we are not in the temple. We don't do any activity which has got to be done. And that's why I told you that after leaving Mangala Arati, instead of chanting on the hard floor, we go and sit on a sofa set. Because we are very much prone for that soft, you know, Kashipu, what is it? Hiranyakashipu. You know, gold and soft bed. There was, formerly there was only one Hiranyakashipu. Now there are thousands of Hiranyakashipus. The first thing if we can do in this temple, to throw away these sofa sets. Do away with them. And let them sit on the floor for a few minutes or a few hours. And this is tapasya. And that is, you have to go through, because we don't recognize the importance of Maha Mantra, we are committing this offense. And how to know? Then it is very nice described in our Upanishads and Puranas and everything that iti shodachakam namnam kali kalmasanashanam Nataro Bhartopaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. This is the fact. Iti Shodashakam Namnam, these 16 letters, Kali Kalmasu Nashanam, they will destroy all the inebrities of Kali Yuga. And Nataro Bhartopaya, another upaya, there is no another upaya. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. In all the Vedas, I have gone through, and there is no other way. And that's why Vyas Bhagavan repeats, Nastiva, 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 Gati Anyata. There is no other way but to come to the shelter of Harinam. And because we don't have faith, we don't cultivate the faith, because we lack the knowledge, in knowledge. We are not having the knowledge, full knowledge. And that knowledge could very easily be obtained from our own scriptures. And that is our duty. Srila Prabhupada is ready to help. He has made everything clear. But now we have to open the books and take it. The nice prasadam is ready. We are hungry. But we go to prasadam, I am very hungry. Fool, you put the morsel into mouth. And then you satisfy yourself. Nobody can eat for you. But we are so very lazy that we feel, it's good that somebody eats for me. You know, but that's not possible. I don't know how to stress this point, but please take it from me on behalf of our Srila Prabhupada and all his representatives, that this thing has got to be done. And it has got to be done very systematically. And the first step is you have to go get very serious, being Indian particularly, in the scriptures, and being South Indian. Pramanahi, that is scriptural evidence you must have. And then, Sadacharahi, theistic conduct, which we already have. In Western temples, we have to preach them just to cultivate this theistic conduct. It is a big job in those temples, just to make them sit there and just to cultivate this theistic conduct, that believe that there is a Lord. Frankly speaking, we are very fortunate that not a single second goes, passes in our life, that we don't believe that there is Krishna. We always believe that there is God, there is Krishna. In Western countries, we have to help them to believe that there is God. At least we are out of that, and we are very happy to have a theistic conduct. And that's why, you see, anybody comes here, maybe he or she doesn't know anything, but they will just go down, go here, put some money here, and they roam about in the temple, drink some charanamrut, and then go away. These things are theistic conduct. They come to the temple. We people are very much attracted to the temple. And when we go to the temple, we are completely satisfied. And this is because of theistic conduct. This is in our parampara, generation. From generation, this attitude is coming. In our childhood, also, we may not believe that there is Krishna, but we were really following it. We were really, really following this theistic conduct. Every time we went to the temple, we did not think that there is no Krishna in the temple. We may have so many doubts, but always we were believing that there is Krishna. Because the whole family was that setup. The whole society was of that setup. The whole country was having that setup. And even now, in India, because of the religiosity, and in Malaysia also, because you people are plenty here, because of this religiosity, all the religions are very nicely performed here. Even the sect Christianity, I tell them always in Western countries, that if you want to see your own religion, how you can perform, then you should go to Indian churches. If you go to British churches, oh, you will be completely disappointed. There won't be anybody. On a Sunday, there will be few couples who will not be able to walk. Just they are struggling to go to the church. And then, again, the husband and wife, in that age also, they have their hands in, you know. These old, completely old couples. They can't do anything, but they will have a wife's hand. And poor fellow is struggling to walk in. So I told him, leave your wife and go to the church. That they won't do. This is the fact in Western countries. Whereas in India, you go and churches are bubbling. That's why I advise them that you please visit India and go to the churches, don't come to our temple, and see how your religion is performed there. This is not Christianity, Islam, or Hinduism, or any other sect. But the basic theistic conduct is responsible for this. Wherever we go, we will definitely perform these activities. And this is the gist of this Mahamantra. Sri Prabhupada has taken shelter of Mahamantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherein mercifully incarnated, and because of his incarnation, it has become very easy for us to chant Mahamantra. If we can take it very seriously from his life, all other pastimes are related around this truth, this Mahamantra, chanting of Mahamantra. We did not know that we have to chant the names of the Lord, and by that we can attain perfection. No, but Srimad Bhagavatam clearly second Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. And you know that Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan, this Kali Yuga is ocean of fault. Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan, Asti Eko Mahan Guna. There is one very good quality in Kali Yuga. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Raje. As soon as you perform Krishna Kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Without any extraneous endeavor, we get liberated. We get out of this vicious circle of word that this is an old age. If you don't want to be old, please continuously chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. Your body will definitely age, but you will not feel that you are aging, because you are always with the Nitya Nav Namaya Manam Krishna, always very fresh Krishna. And because you are with Krishna, then his quality come in you. And in old age also, you will be very much enthusiastic to perform these activities. Without these activities, old age is a hell, really. So please, we are going on, all of us have to grow old and take this truth with you. With this, we'll have something more, and then we'll obey Radha Krishna. This once it so happened that Prakashananda Saraswati, you know, the Mayavadi philosopher, he was very learned in Vedas. So he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, bit loudly. Loudly. Very nice. So he was chanting, you know. So this was very puffed up, you know. He was very puffed up. I know Vedas. So he went to Mahaprabhu and he said, why don't you study Vedas? What is this? Hey, Hare Krishna. So Mahaprabhu replied, you know, I am a great fool. Mahaprabhu said to him, I am a very great fool. So I went to my spiritual master, and my spiritual master said, yes, really you are a great fool. So you better chant Hare Krishna. So since then, according to the instruction of my spiritual master, I am continuously chanting And because I was continuously chanting,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare. My Guru Maharaj was pleased. So he said, according to my instruction, you should continue always,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I was very happy to satisfy my spiritual master by continuously chanting
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Because I was following his instruction very sincerely to chant
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Something good happened, and I was very happy in my life. So I went back to my spiritual master and told him, because of your instruction to chant
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
By your mercy, I am become very happy and something good has happened in my life. So my Guru Maharaj was very pleased and said again that you continuously chant,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And if you really sincerely chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
So this is the natural result, that you will feel good and you will become happy. So since then, continuously I am chanting,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare
Rama, Rama Rama. So now I have decided not to study Vedas, but to continuously chant,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And I would request you that if you want to be happy and good, then you also please chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And Prakashanand was attracted to chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Finally he submitted to the Lord, you know, and continuously chanted,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare.
There are so many things to be told and discussed. This unlimited ocean of past times, but we have to take it up. There is no other way. And in order to go through these past times, you please read Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. And request Krishna to help you that you chant his names. It's very nicely said in Mukund Mala, you know. Krishna, Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam, Madhyeva Vishutu Me Manas Rajahansa, Prana Prayana Samaye, Kapha Vata Pittaihi, Kanthavarodhana Vidau, Smaranam Kutaste. Very nice words, you know. Krishna, Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam, Madhyeva Vishutu Me Manas Rajahansa, Prana Prayana Samaye, Kapha Vata Pittaihi, Kanthavarodhana Vidau, Smaranam Kutaste. He says to the Lord that Krishna, Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam, Pada Pankaja, lotus feet. Please give me shelter at the lotus feet, at your lotus feet. Because prana prayana samaye, when the prana leaves our body, when the soul leaves our body, we don't know really because of kapha, vata and pitta, because of the agitation of these three elements. Our kant, what is it? What is it in English? Kant. Throat. Our throat will be choked. It will be blocked. And then I don't know whether I am able to utter your names or not. So till I am able to utter, please give me a nice intellect that I should be attached to your uttering the names of the Lord. This is how devotees respect, request the Lord. And the Lord is very kind. If you really sincerely request, your request will be fulfilled. But what we do, that we are completely attached to the material thing. And that's why up to the time of the death, we don't have this capacity to utter these names, you know. Or we don't want. It happened once. One old man, you know, he was nearly on a deathbed. And so now he knew that he is going to pass away. You know? Some or the other, if we are a bit sincere to the Lord, we know when are we going to go away. So he thought that now it's better that I must hand over everything to my children, you know. So he called the children and wife and everything, and he told that this money is here. I've got this jewelry, I've got this property. And everything was given, handed over. And then what happened? That Kanthavarodhana Vidau, this Vata Pitta Kaphai, you know, Kaph Vata Pittahi, because of these three elements, his Kanta, his throat was choked. So he was not able to speak. But he was alive. He could not speak, but he was lying on the bed, you know. So lying on the bed, he was showing hands like this, you know. He was not able to speak anything. So the boys, his children thought that still old man has forgotten to tell anything, you know. might be some more money is hidden somewhere. Now, how to find it out? Because he can't talk. And they wanted him to talk. So they called the doctor. So they requested the doctor, please do something and let this old man speak for a few minutes here. Because they were definite that there is something he has forgotten and he wants to tell to us. So if he speaks, we may find out some $20,000 more. You know? So the doctor said, he will definitely speak, but he will only speak for 5 minutes and then he will die. So they said, don't worry, let him die, but let him speak. This is the crowd which we are in, and this crowd we call family. Everybody rejects you in the old age, except the Lord. Society rejects you. Society doesn't give you the job. You are retired. Then family rejects you because you are not good for bringing money in. So you just sit in the corner and grahapalivaran. Very nice. Very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam about old age. Aste umatya upanistan grahapalivaran. Am vyaya pratitagni alpahara alpacheshtita. Beautiful description of old age. Don't get old. And if you get old, please come here. Krishna wants you in old age. So, it says in Bhagavatam that Aste remains. Aste omatya upanistam. He remains in the house. Completely disrespected. Completely disrespected. And then, in that condition, grahapalivaran, some negligently offered food. He eats like grahapal, means dog. You know, dog eats chapati. You throw chapati to him and dog eats. Like the dog, he is sitting in one corner and just feeding himself. And then in that condition, amavavi, he is deceased. Apradipagni, there is no fire of digestion in his stomach. And because of that, he eats very little. And because he eats little, he is invalid. He cannot perform his activities. And in that condition, he has to die, completely rejected by the family, completely rejected by the society, and many times injected to die, because he doesn't die soon. So son says to the doctor, now let him go, we are tired. And then doctor injects something, and then the fellow dies. This is a very horrible situation. Very horrible situation. Please, may Lord save us from this situation. Either you don't become old, or if you become old, then come to the temple and engross yourself in this scripture. That is the perfection of old age and your experience. These young ones will be helped by your own experience and give them the real knowledge, and that will be the best service to Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. Don't waste your time, and as soon as possible, please create these things into your life. Some or the other, satisfy the Lord, satisfy the saints, satisfy the sages. And if you do that, that is the perfection of your life. And how to satisfy the Lord? It's very nicely described in Bhagavatam. You have to do 3 things. And immediately the Lord will be satisfied. You know, very nice word that is. What is it? Yes. Yes. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. Santushtayena kenva. Sarvendriyeshu prashantya. Trushyati ashu janardam. Ashu means immediately. Ashu means immediately. If you want to satisfy the Lord immediately, then these 3 things you have to do. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. Be merciful to all living entities. Not only human beings, but all living entities. And that's why we don't touch meat, fish or eggs. If in this group somebody is still touching, please leave it in order to satisfy the Lord. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. Santushtayena kenava. We are satisfied in any condition of life. Santushtya, is completely satisfied. Ena kenava, in any condition. Today, we are having a palace to stay. Tomorrow, we may be under the tree. Doesn't matter. So far as we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Our Shad Goswamis of Vrindavan, they did not have even clothes. They had only half a lungi. And they were with lota. They were completely satisfied. And they have given the best literature. And with all the sofa sets, we are not giving even one line. They have given granthas, all books together, very highly realized. And this Srila Rupa Goswami, he used to write on the leaves under a tree, And they were not staying under the same tree every day. They will change the tree so that they will not be attached to the tree. This is our culture. Don't think that you will get all the sofa sets every time. You cannot take sofa sets with you in Goloka Vrindavan or hell, wherever you go. You have to leave those sofa sets here. So better to forsake, which is not yours, just forget about it and sit on the floor. Nobody will kick you out on the floor. Somebody may ask you to get up from sofa set because he wants to. So these things are like that, you know. And then he says, Sarvendriyeshu Prashantya. This is the third thing, that all your indriyas must be in control. As soon as your mind says that you go and sit on a sofa set, don't agree with the mind. Tell him to sit on the stairs. Tell him to sit in front of Krishna, in front of Prabhupada, to chant. And not, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, no. This is the way. This is the way to satisfy the Lord. Please come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and create faith with the help of the scriptural evidence, and that is the perfection of our movement, of our own life, and for the humanity at large. Hare Krishna. So we obey Radha Krishna. Have you any doubts, comments? Then Anand Prabhu, give some nectar. Yes. Yes. You want to ask something? No. A very good girl. Yes, do you? You want to ask something? You understand English? You understand? What is your name? Gaurahari. Oh, Gaurahari ki jai. Thank God, today you are a big man, you know. Very nice name. Would you sell your name? Do you want to sell your name? Then how much price you want? How many dollars? Pardon? No, you are hearing your father. Don't hear your father. You tell me. You tell me. How many dollars you want? He's scared. We are going to take your name away, you know. You sleep and you lose your name. Don't sleep now. Okay? Hare Krishna, Gaurahari ki jai. All glories to God.